Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Yo, 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 what's up? And welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today is Quick Tip Tuesday, so I'm going to hit you with a quick tip about YouTube. Now, I'm usually someone who doesn't like to say the word should and shouldn't, and I definitely don't like saying absolutes like you have to do this or you can't ever do that. You'll hear me say these things sometimes, but it's usually with the asterisk of there are exceptions to every rule and you should test everything out for yourself. But I am going to say this right now. I'm going to be real honest, real frank with you right now. Why aren't you on YouTube? Why aren't you there? You should be there. I'm not going to say you have to, but dang, you should want to be on YouTube. I myself put off YouTube for a really long time. I tried to start my YouTube up in 2019, around the same time that I lost my tooth. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry, that's a story for another day. And it kind of failed. And I should say that it failed because I failed. It failed because after a month or two of posting on YouTube, I just kind of stopped. The pandemic hit. I started dating my wife. I got distracted. And so I stopped posting on YouTube. I moved home. A million other excuses. I stopped posting on YouTube. Over the last 2 years, I've been really proud to say that I've been consistent on YouTube. My wife and I have our shared YouTube account. We have a YouTube account for our dog Mila, which has recently blown up. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And I even have my own YouTube channel at Brock11Johnson over on YouTube. If you want to check that out, it's a lot of the same topics that we're covering here on Build Your Tribe. Not the exact same episodes by any means, but it's a lot of the same stuff when it comes to building an audience, growing a following, building your tribe, growing on social media, online entrepreneurship, etc., etc. But why am I talking to you with so much passion today? Why am I so excited about YouTube? I'm going to get into that in just a second, but first of all, let me say, if you absolutely can't do YouTube, that's okay. If you have enough things on your plate, that's okay. I'm not trying to stress you out with today's episode. I'm not trying to force you into anything. I think that you should never bite off more than you can chew. I think that something we definitely believe here at Build Your Tribe is putting family first and not grinding 24/7, 365 and forgetting about your mental health, your physical health, your family, your relationships, your emotional health, all those things. We definitely value those things. So I'm not trying to just preach hustle culture and grind culture. This episode is for people who have been thinking about YouTube, or they've been dabbling in it, or they have the bandwidth to add another channel, or they feel like they have a good grasp over Instagram and now they want to expand into other verticals. So I'm going to talk to those people today. And if you don't fit that bill, if you're someone who's like, Brock, I can barely even squeeze in time to sleep, I can barely even squeeze in time to cook myself a meal or to listen to a podcast, that's okay. You don't have to get into YouTube. I want to encourage you to still listen today, but maybe this episode isn't for you. Maybe what I'm about to say could be taken with a grain of salt if that's the camp you're in. Here are four reasons why I believe that YouTube is the real flippin' deal. And not the real flippin' deal in 2007, not the real flippin' deal 10 years ago, but the real flippin' deal today. Like something that should be seriously taken serious in 2023. Number one, views and engagement. And here's where most people get tripped up. We live in a world that is predicated on instant gratification. You buy something on Amazon, it's at your doorstep in 24 hours. You post something on Instagram, which has the word Insta in its name, and you're instantly getting notifications and likes and views. We live in a world that is predicated on, I want it now, I got it now. That's where YouTube is a little bit different, and that's where you're probably going to face the biggest challenge. On YouTube, it is usually, on average, the slowest growth of any social network. You're less likely to go viral on YouTube than pretty much any other platform. It is tough to grow. The growth is slow, and it can feel painstaking at times, but from what we've seen, it's the most consistent. It doesn't necessarily spike up and down as much as, say, TikTok views and engagement would. Here's a fact, though. On average, it takes over 100 YouTube video uploads for your channel to reach 1,000 subscribers. And just for anyone who doesn't know what that term means, a subscriber on YouTube is the equivalent to a follower on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, etc. They just use a different word. So on average, you're going to take over 100 YouTube videos to reach 1,000 subscribers. That's pretty slow growth. I would bet that that metric has slightly changed with the introduction of YouTube Shorts. We have seen people really blowing up their YouTube channel recently with YouTube Shorts, so maybe that metric is a little bit outdated. But if you're someone who's not going to be posting YouTube Shorts, you're just going to be primarily focused on horizontal long-form video content. The studies show that on average it takes over 100 videos to reach 1,000 subscribers. So the growth is slow, but it's consistent. You're consistently growing. You're moving slow, slow and steady, and in my opinion, you're eventually going to win the race if you can maintain consistency. That's why I said earlier that I failed my YouTube channel in 2019 by not being consistent. After a few months, I was like, I'm not really seeing the return on investment with this channel, so I'm just not really gonna post anymore. And I stopped. And so the growth stopped. But since then, on, again, my Tay and Brock, which is our couple's channel, on Mila, our dog's channel, and on my new personal channel, I have been posting consistently, and the growth has been consistent. It hasn't been necessarily viral in all cases. It hasn't been super crazy fast, but like I've been saying, it's been slow and steady, and it's been there. Today, we're talking about a problem that so many of us face when it comes to reaching our followers and customers. You spend hours crafting the perfect piece of content, the perfect message and graphics for social media or your emails, only to have it lost in a cluttered inbox or never seen in an endless social media feed. But what if there was an easier way to ensure that your message was not only seen, but also acted upon? The answer is text messages. Text messages have a 98% open rate. It makes sense, right? How many unread texts do you have relative to how many unread emails or how many missed social media posts are there in your feed? And it works for every type of business. If you need to reach someone, you need to send them a text. That's why I want to tell you about a program called Simple Texting. They're an all-in-one texting platform that makes it easy, fast, and affordable to reach a list of customers, have two-way conversations, and set up automated texts, which is great for appointment reminders, text for info programs, generating reviews, and pretty much anything you can think of. Simple Text plans start at just $29 per month for 500 credits, but if you start a free trial this month, they'll add an extra 500 credits for 1,000 total to your account. All you need to do is text TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to the number 833-2-TRY-SMS. Then respond with the email address you'll use to create your Simple Texting account. And again, that's TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to the number 833-287-9767. Don't let your messages fall into the void. Use Simple Texting to build your tribe and better connect with your customers. I have been posting consistently, and the growth has been consistent. It hasn't been necessarily viral in all cases. It hasn't been super crazy fast, but like I've been saying, it's been slow and steady, and it's been there. Number two, the second reason why I believe YouTube is the real flipping deal is because of virality with YouTube Shorts. It was really easy to go viral on TikTok in 2019 and even the beginning of 2020. Now in 2023, it's much harder to go viral on TikTok. With Instagram Reels, it was the same story, but pushed back by about a year. It was super easy to go viral on Instagram Reels in 2020. It was pretty easy in 2021. It became a lot more challenging in 2022. And now in 2023, it's a lot more challenging than it ever has been before. YouTube Shorts is still in its infancy. YouTube Shorts is still pumping out virality, viral videos at a very high clip, a very high frequency. You are, in my opinion, and from the studies we've done, more likely to go viral on YouTube Shorts right now than you are on Instagram Reels or on TikTok. And of course, virality isn't necessarily always the goal, but if you're trying to grow a channel, virality can get a lot more eyeballs and a lot more clicks and a lot more subscribers over to said channel. Reason number three why YouTube is the real flipping deal and something that I think you should seriously consider is because it has the highest pay-per-view of any social network. And in fact, I think that YouTube, and I could be wrong on this, so don't quote me on this, I believe it was the first social network to offer a pay-per-view system with YouTube AdSense. Of course, a few years ago, Instagram rolled out Reels bonuses. TikTok has what's called the TikTok Creator Fund. And according to one of my recent studies of just my own account in analytics, I got over 100 times more pay-per-view dollars from YouTube than Instagram Reels or TikTok. Basically, in short, YouTube pays better. They pay more and they pay better. They have a revenue sharing platform where basically the more views, the more money they make, the more they can pay out to creators posting on YouTube. Now, monetization on YouTube also is pretty clear. They do set out some clear guidelines and those do change from time to time, but it's usually around 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 watch hours within the last year. You have to be over the age of 18 and I think you have to be in good standing or posting consistently onto your YouTube channel. So it's not super hard, but you know, there are some criteria to jump through. At least it's very clear and it's very set out by YouTube what you have to do in order to achieve monetization status and enable YouTube AdSense. But then once you do that, the pay-per-view is greater. Speaking of, the pay-per-view system in February of 2023 rolled out to YouTube Shorts. That means YouTube Shorts, which we talked about just a minute ago, that are most likely to go viral and really great for growing your channel. In fact, we've done a few episodes of Build Your Tribe specifically dedicated to YouTube Shorts. Those are now monetizable. You can now get paid for the views on your YouTube Shorts. That's flipping awesome, that's exciting, and that's just another way to earn an extra income online. The fourth reason why YouTube is the real flipping deal is it's got the best SEO. SEO stands for search engine optimization, and in case you didn't know, YouTube is owned by Google. Google is the world's largest search engine. YouTube is the world's second largest search engine. That's why so often when you search for things on Google, it pulls up a YouTube video. YouTube has great SEO. YouTube is highly searched. People are searching for things on Google and YouTube all the time, and that means that your content can be discovered. So I'll throw in a fifth reason why YouTube is the real flipping deal, and that's that your content has a greater shelf life. In fact, according to a study that was recently done of all the major social networks, YouTube has the longest shelf life of any content. That means if I were to post the same thing on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at the same time, it would be most likely that that content would last the longest over on YouTube. It would be viewed most likely months or even years after it was posted, where on TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, a few days after it was posted, not very many people are likely ever going to find it again. So that means you get the most bang for your buck when it comes to the content you're sharing on YouTube. So I hope I've made a good argument for YouTube today. I want to encourage you to start learning, start researching, start dabbling, start posting on YouTube if that's something that you can fit onto your to-do list, if that's something that you have the bandwidth for. I want to encourage you to explore that option. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.